Hello.
What's up?
Yeah. What's good? What's good? What are you doing right now?
I'm just making sure that this lasts because I'm expecting it.
I know.
All right, it's good. I think it's good. It's in 10 seconds. All right. We're good to go.
That was like us when we lose our fucking virginity or something.
What?
Okay, I don't want to jinx anything, bro. All right, so like something pretty huge happened in your life the past week. You wanna talk about it, bro?
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, I had an interview last week and to get my first job, and they called me back, and I got hired. So I'm working now. It's pretty crazy.
How did all that come into fruition though? You mentioned like there are some like connection thing happening.
Yeah, connection wise. All right, so this entire thing is random as fuck. Because I applied for the job online at school in my elective class for no reason. Like, I was just on my computer, like, bored. Like, I was bored. Like, I wasn't doing anything. And I was just looking for a job because I was just, you know, fuck it. And I was just looking at this place called Swirl's Creamery that's, like, a few blocks away from my house. And I was like, might as well just shoot my shot and just try to see if I can get it. Just apply. So I applied, like, next to my friend. And I just applied out of nowhere. And then next thing you know, the next day, they scheduled an interview. Like, that was on a Friday, and so they scheduled the interview on a Saturday. They texted me up saying, you're free for an interview, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I'm down, Wednesday.
Okay. And
then I didn't think nothing of it. You know, I didn't want to jinx it this time. I didn't want to jinx it. You know, I didn't want shit to happen, like, you know, with this podcast, you know, where I was bitching that. I didn't want to say anything. I don't want to ruin it. I just let it happen.
Because if you talk about it, it's like, yeah.
Cut out or something. It was gonna go away. So I didn't want to lose the opportunity. So I told some people about it, and I kind of kept it low-key. You know, I didn't want it to go anywhere to let people find out to see how it goes. And then they needed me to put on my resume for them to you know, to have so when they did the interview. So I went to the Career Center, which is this place in my school where we have college, you know, counselors that help you out with, you know, applying to college and shit. And there's this one college counselor. There's two of them, right? And one of them is a guy named Alex. And Alex, he's kind of a dick. He's kind of funny. He's funny, but, like, he kind of roasts you a lot. Like, he roasts everyone. Everyone loves him, though, but he roasts me a lot. And I just randomly told him, you know, I have an interview today and everything. And he was like, where is it at? And I told him, oh, this place called Swirls at San Gabriel. And the next thing you know, he was like, you know, Phil, the founder of Swirls? And I was like, in my head, like, oh, yeah, I know that. I was like, yeah, I know who he is. But in my head, I was like, how the hell does he know who this guy is? And he was like, I'm his homie in that I play basketball with him every Tuesday at this morning. And I was like, no way. In my head, I was like, what the heck? Okay, you know, they might be super tight. And he was like, today at your interview, when you talk to him, make sure to let him know that you know me. And I was like, I'll try, I'll bring it up. So then the interview goes down, and it was a 45-minute interview. I've never had a 45-minute interview before. I didn't know that interview can go that long. And we just kept talking, and in the beginning, I mentioned it to him, like, yo, dude, I'm like, my college counselor is your homie, is your friend, like, keep y'all blah, blah, blah. And who's my boss, now my boss, he was kind of blown away, and he was like, what the heck? And then he told me he's a good guy and everything, so I was like, all right, this is legit. And then interview happened. I thought it went well. I knew I kind of messed up a little bit. I was mumbling. I don't know. I was hoping I got it. And then the next day, I'm tutoring some kids at my school, and I just looked down my phone, and the boss calls me back, and he's like, dude, you got the job. And also, your college counselor also texted me like after the interview saying that you're a good kid and that you should, you know, give you a shot. So I was blown away. I was like, what the heck? So it was the most random connection in the entire, like, it was the most random connection. Like,
yeah, it's like when the world just, like, you know, worlds collide.
It was a small worlds collide moment, and it somehow got me the job. Like, it felt.
Those type of moments, like, for real, change your life, bro.
It did. So I wrote an email to my college counselor thanking him and everything. It was like, all was nothing. It was all you. Good job. And, like, to see where it goes. My first day was yesterday. So I'm gonna see how this goes.
I saw on your social media. I'm gonna visit you one day, by the way.
One day.
It's a trek, but one thing that I'm working on that's gonna make the trek way easier is my driver's license. Pretty close. Literally, like I could get it by the end of this year.
Did you get your permit?
Yeah.
Oh, you already got your permit. Oh shit.
Yeah, so I kind of just need to pass a few tests, but like the thing is like I'm kind of swamped right now with like everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like college and like, you know, financial aid and like all that bullshit. Like this is something that I also have to do because the day I had with Paul the other day, mm-hmm. it was good, but it was also so bad because like we were just like in a 2 mile radius, right? Mm-hmm. And but we were trying to get to some places and some shit happened and it's just that like to travel like 2 miles for us at like in West Hollywood with a bus would take so long and we legit had to like walk around everywhere, bro. And it was like we had to like go from like the Laugh Factory to the Grove in like 35 minutes. And we just didn't know how because it was literally impossible to get there in 35 minutes on foot or by bus. But we just pulled some random shit off, bro. We just did some Asian math to get there.
Yeah,
it was retarded. But yeah,
the city is hard using public transportation. Like it's just
yeah. I need a car, and once I get my car, going to Swirl's Creamery, and you know. My favorite cashier what's your job description again?
Well, honestly, my job is everything. So like right now I'm the runner, but like starting today, I'm going to shift into the, like, you know, the one who makes ice. Cause like our job is easy enough in that you do everything. Like every member of the team does everything eventually. So I don't know how to make the ice cream yet, but as of today, I'll learn how to make ice cream. So then it's kind of over after that.
Yeah. So what kind of questions were you asked in the interview?
It was things like, what are my weaknesses? What were my flaws? Like, what are my strengths? How could I – what would I do in certain situations? And it kind of basically wanted me to tell a story to him, like how I use my skills and my experience and, like, how to use all that to improve in certain situations and like how do what is my vision, and he wanted to see if like if we aligned in terms of our goals, and I think we do because the way he was describing his, the way he runs his business, is something like I kind of identify with strongly. So I like how it's going, especially after day one so far.
Damn, are your school friends gonna be visiting you at Swirls?
I mean, I posted it on my socials yesterday and everyone kept hitting me up for free ice cream. I cannot give free ice cream.
Yeah, so yeah.
I cannot give free ice cream.
I know that feeling, bro.
It's a rip. I'm getting so many questions.
I mean, you can get your own free ice cream. I saw that.
Yeah, I get my own. I get it every day. So today I'm going to try a new flavor out today. I'll figure that out.
Damn, this guy is big chilling, bro. Yeah. We're making moves, bro. We're making moves.
So what's up with you right now in this kind of game? How's that?
Literally just went to the Laugh Factory and ran into Cosm G randomly.
Cosm G.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I would see him in that world, right? Cosm G.
Yeah.
Also ran into Fahim again. Chill ass guy. So basically I just did a mic at the Laugh Factory and it was a pretty good response. Being like at the big clubs is kind of weird. I'm not gonna lie. It's a different vibe.
Contrast.
I'm like somewhat ready for it, but I just don't feel comfortable. I want to be way better because like the people there, like fucking Fahim, bro, was like a goat, bro, and like me being like going up on the same day as him, it doesn't feel right yet, you know. Mm. It's like you like balling up at like Alhambra Park, and then you going like playing like a rec game with like Stephen Curry. It's like, yeah, we both play ball, but you are in a whole different league, you know. That's kind of how it is. Oh man, but like, dude, how does it feel like getting your own checking account, savings account, and just like being independent, bro?
It's just It feels different. Like, it feels like I'm growing up when I don't think I feel that way. I shouldn't feel like that yet. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like I deserve that. But it is what it is.
It is a weird feeling because, like, I swiped my debit card the other day using my own earned money for the first time ever. And it was a weird feeling, bro.
We tried to use that debit card back in like 3 months ago and it didn't work.
Oh, that's the reason why I wanted to change that. Remember, I told you, like, this is never happening again.
So you got a new one. It's good.
Yep. That one, I was a savings account and I just had an ATM card. So literally, I could only get money from an ATM. But now I have both. And like, I knew this time it was gonna work. Like, Paul and I, we ran out of money because we made some very poor decisions that day. Money wise, we're never do. I just feel horrible making those money decisions. And then I had to swipe my card, you know? Last resort. I don't like spending money. I'll be honest with you. Even if I do earn it, I just like to just save it, bro. You get me?
I get
Man.
it. I don't have money to my name, like legit yet, so I can't relate, but
You don't have money. You will, bro.
I
You
will in
will.
like a week, and then I'll have money for that.
I don't know. Like, seeing that, like, it kind of puts a weird perspective in my head, like just having that raw money in your hands and just being like, wow. So people really just have to live off that sometimes. And yeah, it's kind of hard, right? Like, think about it. Like, people like in your position, I guess, they have like houses and like kids and like phone bills to take care of. And that's like a lot, right? That's a lot of pressure in your head.
It is. Like, I don't know, but I'm using that money that I'm making for my future. I'm saving it. I'm throwing it in my savings account, most of it, or at least I
Yeah,
should be.
same.
But we'll see how that goes.
Well, sometimes people spend, it's cool. It's cool to spend sometimes.
It is cool.
Just
It gives me more opportunity.
don't make like dumb decisions though. Don't like Uber everywhere and like I don't know, like, buy like $300 Jordans or something.
Imagine.
Nah, because I feel like once you do that, you're gonna be like, wow. So like, me buying this one thing is like, I worked like 3 hours for this. Is this worth it?
That is exactly how I've been thinking already. So it's not, it's, I'm not gonna go all out. It's just now it's nice to know I have my own, like,
When it's your own, it's like a different vibe. You get
different when
me?
you're using someone else's money. Yeah, you're like,
Yeah. Like I just get like my parents' allowance and stuff, and like I used to spend that like crazy. But like when you make your own money, it's like, damn, dude.
stop. You gotta cut that out.
I was like, man, I worked so hard for this for like what, like Starbucks coffee or something, like,
Yeah, you
or
have to
like
really
some.
think about every purchase you make.
I don't know, bro. It's weird, bro. It's really weird. We're growing up, We're gonna be graduating high school soon too. You know who we're gonna be graduating high school like, John?
What?
Like Jesse Pinkman,
Jesse,
bro.
we've been talking about that right now, aren't
Yep. So,
we?
what'd you think of El Camino, bro?
Okay, my brothers did not like it as well. I thought it was a good, like, it felt like I was watching the Red Dead Redemption 2 epilogue, but as a movie, in a
Oh,
modern movie.
Driscoll.
It felt like that, though, because you remember at the end, it was like John Marston's just like, the epilogue after everyone
Yeah.
thing, just like tying up loose ends. That's how it felt like. And
I like yeah, I think you're right. Like but the thing about me is that I really like character pieces. I like slow burns a lot. I don't know why. Like I thought like El Camino was like a very slow burn, and I learned a lot about Jesse. And you know what? Skinny friends like Skinny Pete are the homies, bro.
no, are the homies. I'm not gonna lie. They like what they
Skinny
did.
Pete's the homie.
Yeah, they are. He
It's like,
is.
I
Major.
have a lot of friends like Skinny Pete and bro, like they're the homies.
I think I'm a skinny Pete.
Yeah, I think you are a Skinny Pete too.
Yeah.
I thought of you at one point for Skinny Pete. And remember that scene where he's like, "You want to take the edge off?" And then he's like, "You know, Seth Rogen."
Nice.
Seth Rogen. Yeah, like they cleaned up pretty nicely. They used that meth money to like buy their house and like.
No, I was like, "Dang, he's living nice." Like, he was throwing me off.
Yeah, they be living nice, bro. And I don't know, El Camino. My favorite scene, dog, was the Wild West scene. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. That was a pretty dope scene.
Yeah, that was so dope, bro. And if you guys are listening to the podcast and you guys haven't seen El Camino and like you don't care about spoilers, like keep listening. But if not, you could like skip ahead if you want. But bro, like I don't know, El Camino. Like there were so many good parts, but like. I can see why people did not like it. I guess they were it wasn't like, you know, traditional Breaking Bad, you get me?
Yeah.
There was no like Walter to Jesse dynamic. It was just Jesse. Oh, I mean,
there was.
I mean, yeah, Riv, there was it was a flashback scene. Yeah, I was low-key tripping out for a bit. I thought it was like,
you don't know how day. Dude, I had the photo of him and him in the hallway, and I was ready to send it to you because I thought you already saw it. And like, imagine if you didn't. If I just sent that, I would have spoiled like a pretty good part of the movie.
I would have been waiting for that the whole time because like, if they brought like Walter back to life, that would have ruined the whole thing, dude. That wouldn't have made sense anyway. Because even if he did, let's say he lived that gunshot or whatever, I mean, he would have died from cancer like a few months from now anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how I felt about that movie yet. I liked it. I enjoyed it. But I don't think it was, like, that like crazy. Because, I don't know, slow burn movies are not my type of thing.
Endgame was a slow burn movie.
I don't think it was.
Really?
I think it was.
I thought, like the first 2 hours were super slow.
Maybe. I don't know. It's not in the slow burn in the way that this movie was like I don't know how to explain it. There's certain movies that are just so slow, and I don't think Endgame was like that. Endgame, I was pretty into it. No, the one I can say was a slow burn was it too. I'll say that.
Yeah, I did not see that. How was it for you?
I'm saying now it was a slow burn. I liked it. A lot of people didn't like it. I actually liked it a lot.
I'm a Bill Hader fan.
Yeah, but dude, Bill Hader is the star of the movie. I'm telling you right now, straight up, he is the main. Universally praised, it's him in that movie.
Yeah, Bill. I'm a huge fan of Bill Hader. I was watching his HBO show, Barry, and it's actually so good, bro. Dude, like a lot of people on HBO have like their own solo show that no one really watches, and like, bro, what's his name? Benedict Cumberbatch has like two shows on HBO that it's just him, and it's like no one talks about it. But I saw there's a show called Brexit. It just has Benedict in it, and it's really good, bro. Super good.
Is it like a documentary or something? Or?
Nah, it's just him. Like, he's just him living a life of like a normal guy. It's just a slow burn, you know, bro. The thing about El Camino was that like, I don't know how to explain it. The story, like, it was super simple. It was just him like getting a reset on his life, right? And they used a lot of flashbacks too. They used what's her name? I already forgot her name, bro. She was Jessica Jones. She was in it, which was kind of dope. They flashed back to some really key moments in her life that I thought were really dope. Oh man, I think like my final El Camino rating would be like, I would give it like a 9 because it didn't ruin the ending of Breaking Bad, which I actually was scared that they were going to do. Because it gave, like, the open-ended question that, hey, you know, Jesse escaped, like, you know, his slavery imprisonment thing. And, you know, what happens to him afterwards.
And I like that. They went back and showed that part of the time skip from the season.
Yo, that was weird. Some parts with Meth Damon. Yo, Meth Damon. Yo. Meth Damon when he, like, killed a Mexican lady, dude. That's so weird, bro.
Dude, that song that he was listening to was, like, I've been listening to all day. Last few days. Like, it's just been in my head.
Wait, listening to what?
Song that he was playing in the car. I love that song.
Oh yeah, the songs, yeah.
During the night. I can see my playlist right now. I love it.
And another character piece, Slow Burn, that I watched the other day was Joker.
I really have not. Everyone I know has seen it. I have not seen it. I will see it when I have my paycheck.
Oh!
You gotta wait in that one. I've seen all the reviews. I just know it's a really good movie at this rate, so I'm gonna go check it out later.
All I'm gonna say is that a lot of it's like really divisive. Mm-hmm. But I really like it. Like, what do you call it? There are some moments where, like, this is kind of weird, but I thought, like, my movie theater was going to get, like, Dark Knight Rises.
What do you mean?
You get me?
No.
You know what I'm trying to... Dark Knight Rises. Oh. You know, like, yeah. There is a few scenes in there where, like, I, like, sank down in my seat. And I was scared for my life. It made me scared in a way, which is good because it's like, wow, it makes you think about like society in present day. It's like, wow, the fact that I thought that means that our society is like screwed up right now. Yeah, the fact that I even had to think of that, the emotions it brings out, it's just, I don't know, no movie has ever been able to
capture that.
Yeah. They tackle mental illnesses pretty well, and like how you shouldn't ignore signs of like when people are going crazy, I guess. Spoiler, he turns into Joker, I guess. Yeah, so, you know, like he starts off as a pretty normal guy. Very, very normal guy. He just starts like, you know, like any random dude, and you just see him like degrading slowly into the Joker. Spoiler alert, I guess. And I don't know. It's a slow burn, but everyone's going to like it. Or most people are going to like it. People usually hate on it because they keep comparing it to Heath Ledger. Mm-hmm. Which is like, I don't know. It's not. It's very, very different.
Yeah, no. Well, I have to see it. I'll check it out. Like it's on my priority list to hit.
Yeah, it is priority.
It is priority.
Super, super priority. Oh, my God, bro. So, all right, John. You know, life, I think, I would like to think it's going, this year is going pretty good for you, right? Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot. It's a mixed bag, man. It's a mixed bag. There's a lot of high moments, a lot of low moments.
Yeah, that's just life in general, though. But, like, you know... In other terms, I'm just like generally this year has been like pretty solid, right?
It's not even solid. I'll straight up say this is my most like eventful year I've ever had, which means it's the best year I've had. It's a lot of things have happened. It's such like if you split up half of my year and the other half of my year, like that's more than like the last few years of my life combined type of thing, like. The first 6 months of this year was crazy in itself.
Oh,
the last half is already setting itself up to be really eventful.
So, I kind of know a key change that I introduced in your life, but I'm not gonna talk about it here. But the question I wanted to ask you is that like, what is like something like you failed at like. You know what I mean? What is one of your biggest failures in life, and like how have you learned from that?
Last year or the last?
Just like anything that comes to mind, bro.
Biggest failure. That's a tough question. I still think. Let me think. This is a hard one. This really is a hard one. Let me see. Okay, before we get to it, how about you? What's your biggest failure? Because I need time to reflect right now.
Biggest failure, dude. Like, I just think that. I don't capitalize on opportunities, or I missed out on capitalizing on many opportunities just because I was scared of change.
Scared of what?
Just changing. You know what I mean? I've missed out on many, many opportunities just because I didn't want things to change, and just because like how I was comfortable, like, you know, doing whatever I was doing at that time. Mm-hmm. You get me? And those things, they could have, you know, changed the course of my life. Maybe for the better, maybe for the worse. Who knows, you know?
Let's see. That makes me think about it. So I think my failure is just my fear of committing to a decision, knowing the route it can go. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Like, that's my biggest thing in terms of if I'm aware of what will happen, like, what are the potential consequences? What are the potential results of my decision? I cannot commit to that decision at all. Like, I'll have it, and I decide to do a different choice than that, even though I shouldn't. Like, let me put it in the biggest terms, like, that's most relatable to me, in that this applies to really my love life. Like, that's it. That's really where it applies. That's the
single. Really?
Yeah, it does.
Wow, I interpreted that in a different way. I guess that's how we're different. I'll tell you how I interpreted it after you talked about we'll go back to your love thing in a bit, but I genuinely thought like I guess this is how we're stressing about different things, right?
Yeah, our priorities. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess what you were just saying right now is just like committing to something and how like it has consequences and it like has different results.
Yeah.
For me, I was thinking about like in what pathway of college I'm gonna take. Each has like their own good things and bad things. And like I just wish like there was a way I could know which choice would give me like the best case scenario, you get me?
Yeah.
Because some colleges like they give better education or they state they do or they have a better reputation or whatever. But at the end of it you're gonna be in a mountain of debt, right? And then some colleges, like community colleges, are free, basically. And it's just, there you don't have to pay anything. It's just like, but, the education and the reputation, you know, it's not there. Mm-hmm. But in the long term, you'll just pay less. And I'm just like, you know, what's going to give me what's the best case scenario? Which path do I take which is going to give me the best life that I can have? And I just don't want to look back and just have regrets, you get me?
Yeah, exactly. I see what you mean. I think that's where we differ, though, because I myself found my path. Like, I know where I want, like, what direction I'm heading into, and I really like it, so I'm going. So that's why I'm at a different stage with, I guess, my peers and that. There's a lot of people I know who are undecided. They don't know what they're doing. They have no idea what they want. They only know that they're going to college. They don't know anything else than that. And they're still finding themselves. And I think I already knew where I was going. I knew the field I was heading into, and I just had to narrow it, and I already did that, and that's where my priority is different. I already know where I want, where I can go, what to do with it if I go to these specific colleges and all that, so I'm already at that part. I already am looking ahead in that direction, but the way I was looking at it is in terms of we're doing failures, I think I suffered a pretty big failure this year in terms of that really, you know. Like, I'm a Ghostbuster, dude. Like,
yeah.
Who you gonna call, dude? Who you gonna call?
Because, you know, I look back at your life, and I think, like, you've achieved a lot of great things. Like, you're like a Asian prodigy, right? Like, you're good at a lot of things. Like, yeah, you know, you're all around. But I know your biggest flaw, and I knew you were going to kind of allude to that. Like, you failed at that. You haven't.
So many times. It's like...
You, like, your whole life, you, like, or, like, your whole, like, career in education, you haven't done that. But all I'm saying is that I think you might have, like, picked the right time, I guess. Now that we're heading into college, what you're going to do in your, like, it's going to mean a lot more. You know what I mean?
I've been thinking about that because I think that at this point in my life, I'm way more like the maturity is there in that I know what I want and I know what to do.
But here,
I've
thought about like the pros and cons of this. And I think if you are in a relationship before like college and stuff, you iron out like your issues, I guess. You get me? Yeah. But from what you and I have seen, we've seen like a lot of fake relationships, I guess. It's just that. They don't really mean much, like not to like, you know, pry or anything. It's just like they don't really mean much in the long run. But now that you're going to college, dude, it's gonna mean something. You get me?
Well, yeah, in that case, yeah, it's gonna mean. First of all, it's gonna mean money. We just talked about money in the beginning. That when you make money and you spend money, you're conscious of your own decisions. So now when it's in terms of relationships, you're gonna want to spend money meaningfully. You don't want to, like, you know, waste it on someone, you know, who's not worth it. Does that make sense? Like,
guilty as charged.
Yeah, so exactly. So, like, I think these high school, middle school relationships, I think people just, I think in our own naive natures, like, we all saw them as they are, but they, no one really looked into them more. That's why we think they're fake or they don't last long, which I think is normal because you are supposed to iron out your you know, flaws, figure out how this works. And it's funny because I don't have that experience, but I think I know already what things I should look out for. But life is about experiences. So when you experience things, you'll make mistakes first time. Like,
yeah.
Yesterday, my first day of work, like actual work, I fucked up yesterday. Like a good bit. Like, I was making mistakes and I just learned from them. I just learned how to fix them. I learned how to deal with the consequences of those mistakes. So I think, like, if I was doing that at the age of, I don't know, 16 instead of where I am now, almost 18, it would have been different in terms of I would have kept making those mistakes. Whereas right now, because I'm older and I'm experiencing things for the first time, I know how to, like, maneuver my way through, like, life, I guess.
Yeah.
But, that, yeah.
It's good, yeah. But here, I want to share this quote with you. I don't know what, like, exactly was said, but I know the general gist of it. And I think one of our teachers have said it before back in middle school, right? Here, so this is, like, the general gist of the quote. It's like, a smart man, he learns from his own mistakes, right?
Yeah.
But a smarter man learns from everyone else's mistakes.
Yeah, it's interesting to me.
Yeah, like, you, from, you know, when we vent to each other about our problems, I feel like you've learned a lot from my problems, you get me? That I've had, and like, one of our mutual friend, you know, you can probably figure it out, who's had a lot of relationship issues, you know. Mm-hmm. We just learn from it, and we just know how to do better next time, I guess.
That is true. I've taken a lot of different lessons from a lot of different people that I know, like, not just my LA people I talk to here in Alhambra. Like, I'm just taking it all in, and I'm looking towards my experiences with a different mindset. You know, I'm not looking into it just for the fuck of it. You know, I'm looking towards it to actually, like, I don't know, experience something that's more than what people do with it typically, I guess.
But there's a lot of pros and cons. The thing that's good about you is that you didn't waste, like, bullshit precious time on a relationship, and you actually got, like, your future right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, is that you're trying to say, like, I didn't, like, distract myself in that area?
Yeah, you did. Because I interviewed this our class valedictorian, and yeah, he did not have a relationship at all. He was just super focused. He was never really worried about, you know, girls or anything. And that's, like, when you think about how much time you put into something like that, like, how much time you spend thinking about it, texting them, like, thinking about them. It's like, you know, a good chunk of your day, right?
Exactly, yeah.
But what he did is he just translated that time into his schoolwork and, like, other things, so he wasn't as, you know, stressed out as much. You get me? Mm-hmm. And I think you did that in a way, but you were also thinking about and kind of stressing about women.
I've had my fair share of issues. I'll give you that, but at the same time, it did not take up a large part of my time, though.
Yeah.
It was just there. Like, I would still plow through that, and I deal them out with...
Plow through this.
Plow through. I'll be plowing through. All right. Shit. We'll see.
Virgin gang, bro.
Yep. You know, there's a negative connotation in that. I don't think there should be a negative. I think it's...
No. I'm kind of happy because when I watch Rami, like, his view on, like, losing your virginity early, usually it's all kind of negative when people say it. It's just like, wow, I just kind of lost it because I was peer pressured, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't really care about that stuff, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't care either. Like, it's just that, you know, I don't think it just should have that label on it. You know,
right now, what I'm working towards is that I want to get, like, my own financial independence. Like, I don't want to rely on other people. I hate doing that nowadays. Like, I feel like I shouldn't because we're still young, but it's just that, like, wow, I really hate using other people's money.
I do.
I want to use my own, you know, like, my own earned money that, like, I use it on things that I like, you know?
So I'm at the mindset, too, because I think by this point, everyone who knows me knows I'm a fucking freeloader, all right? I'm broke. I can't get shit. And sometimes people pay for me. But now I'm at that stage where, like, I'm going to pay people back. Like, I feel bad for not spending my money. I'm spending someone else's money. It's just, like, I got to do it. You know, take responsibility for your own financial things.
That's yeah. How I see it. Like, one of my life goals is that, like, I want to be, like, financially comfortable. I never want to think about money ever again. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to have, like, a career where just, like, I won't have to, like, think twice and, you know, like, it's for, like, simple things. You get me? Like, I don't know. Like, the other day, I was, like, really, really contemplating if I should even watch the Joker movie today with Paul, because we had insufficient funds, and the only way we were going to watch it is that I would have to swipe my card. Which I did. And Paul is now in debt. Again, I'm going to keep mentioning it, Paul. You are in debt, bro.
Yep.
And whenever, like, I was in debt, I guess, I made it, like, the priority to just, like, pay it back. Like, in elementary school and middle school, I don't know if you remember in middle school, but, like, I always used to borrow money from Miguel. Like, whenever we went to go get, like, hot Cheetos with cheese or something.
Oh, those were the days.
Yeah, those were the days. And the courtesy flush, that food, you know, Raul. Oh, dude, Raul. Oh.
Raul.
That word has different connotations now. If but, like,
Raul, you've been a homie to me and Saeed. Like, whoever's name Raul has been a homie to us.
Yeah, I've only had good Rauls in my life.
Good Rauls. There's not a single bad one.
Hey, can I say something, bro? I hope this jogs your memory back a bit. When I kept calling him Raphael.
Raphael. Is it?
We were walking in the park and I brain farted and I was like Raphael.
Brains are.
All right, but like, oh my god, yeah, like I was in debt for Miguel and I paid him back immediately because I just don't like being in debt, bro.
Yeah,
and that's why I think I'm so scared of college because that vast amount of debt you're going to be in, it's going to stress me the hell out, bro.
Yeah, see.
I just don't want to be the guy with, like, I don't know, a art degree that costed, like, $300,000, and I'm just like, now what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be that person.
Exactly. I know what you mean. It's a lot, though. You just gotta be smart with your plan and what you want.
Oh, man. So, John, this is a question, like, I've never really asked you. I feel like you know my answer in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But who inspires you, John? Like, who's one of your inspirations?
To be honest, generic answers. I always get all generic answers, but honestly, in my core, I feel like no one really inspires me. I feel like I am inspired on my own. Like,
ooh.
Bill. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like in the past when school asked you who inspires you, I always put like a generic person. Like
Bill Gates or something. Oh, it's yeah, Kobe.
Like, yeah, I take things from them, but like it's not like my mindset comes from them. It's like I just know what I want. That's what drives me to do everything. I'm like that. Not to be, like, selfish or anything, or, like, you know, narcissistic, but that's straight up. Like, I really don't care. Like, it's not.
I like
no
that.
No one person drives me. I drive myself. I inspire myself to do everything.
You know what? Oh, driving yourself. Yeah. Tesla. This podcast is sponsored by Tesla. No, it's not.
Tesla sponsored by Swirl's Creamery. Check us out. Thank you, Gabriel. I work 6:30 a day.
Swirls Creamery. Yeah, guys, Swirls this Creamery. Podcast is definitely sponsored by Swirls Creamery. Swirls Creamery located in Alhambra. What's the exact address, John?
It's in San Gabriel, Las Tunas Drive. Just come, I don't know, go up that road and you'll find, you'll figure out your way up to me.
Yeah, just search up Swirls Creamery on Apple Maps or Google Maps and you'll find us. Yep. Wow, bro. Like, I think you knew what my answer was going to be for inspiration. You know, he's an engineer and he's a comedian and he's, you know, financially stable. You know who it is. It's you know, it's the inspiration for this podcast, I guess. You get me? I think, like, he advocates really good things, and the way he thinks is really good. And I've met him, like, twice, and I think he's a great person, bro. I think more him. You get me? Shout out Mr. Dan Sauer. You know who you are. You know, he will be one day. I definitely know he's not. He isn't. I think I mentioned that I have my own podcast, but I never really, like, pushed it in his face or anything. He's gonna be on here one day, though. Mark my words.
We'll see.
Mark my words, bro. Fahim Anwar Dance Hour, bro.
Just that toilet.
But yeah, this like podcast style, it's somewhat inspired by him. Yeah, like what him and Ali Baluch do on like a weekly basis of like him like talking to his friend and, you know, talking about what's up in their lives. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing, but, you know, with my own take on it. Because, like, I was thinking, like, yeah, who wouldn't want to be Fahim? You know, he's like an educated dude. And he's, like, a successful comedian. He's, like, he's successful on both fronts, which is, like, wow, that's it's really hard to do. Those are both really hard things to pursue. And I'd be down to do it, you know. I think I'm up for that challenge. You get me?
Yeah.
Oh. So how do you think we can, like, improve ourselves going into the future, John? Like, going into, like, 2020 and like college and like the second semester of senior year and stuff. How do you think we should improve ourselves?
Right now, I honestly have no clue. Like I thought.
All right, you know what? I'll make it easier for you. It's easier to like critique others. How do you think I should improve myself, John?
That's hard for me to say because
you've known me for a while, bro. You
can for a while, but I don't see you on a daily basis. I don't know what you're like daily no more. So I don't know what you gotta improve on.
I feel like over the course of the years we've known each other, I've had some flaws that I've ironed out. Hopefully, right? I don't know, but right now I just feel really like more insecure than ever for some reason. And okay. Huh? What's up?
Okay, I see that.
And I just feel like there are a bunch of improvements I can make, but I want to see it from like another person's eyes. I'm like, what I can improve on. Like, you don't have like any thoughts coming to your head? First thoughts?
Right now, when I think of the name Saeed Zaidi, I don't.
Yeah.
I have nothing comes to my mind right now about what flaws you can improve on.
Damn. When you think about my name, there's nothing negative that pops up in your head.
No, nothing negative I'm thinking right now. Not a single thing I can think of.
I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing.
Exactly. It's not a good thing, nor is it a bad thing. It's just...
That's I'm me, yeah. And I think the only way to be, like, content, I guess, is to be, like, happy with yourself. You get me?
Yeah.
And I guess, yeah, you just have to be happy with yourself. And I guess I'm not completely there yet. You get me? Mm-hmm. I'm almost there, but I just need to improve on a few things. One thing I'm scared about is that people always say that I have like a lot of potential. You get me? Mm-hmm. And my fear, this could be my biggest fear, is that I'll never be that person.
be the person that everyone like sees, like wants you to
be. Yeah. This is kind of weird, but I guess we saw this movie together, Far From Home. They talked about that a little bit.
Where like he has to be the hero that everyone wants him to like fill that role that.
Yeah, where like Happy was talking about Tony Stark and like how he's like, you know what, Tony Stark's not even Tony Stark. Like everyone has their own issues. But I feel like a lot of us, like you and me, we both have like a lot of potential, and I just want to like harness all that power, and I just want to be like the best version of myself that I can be, you know? And that takes a lot of effort and time, and just like you just have to kind of look in the mirror and just be like, yeah, I'm me, and I'm like, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna set some goals, and I'm gonna motivate myself, and I'm gonna hit those strides. You get me?
Yeah. Push yourself towards that. But I'm trying to wait on now. At this point in my life, I don't feel like. I feel like I improved myself in the way I should. Like I think the best way to know if you need improvement is after something happens. Does that make sense?
So, John, you know who I think of you? Like, this is your one flaw that I've been kind of vocal about. I think you know my thoughts on your flaw. As we watched 21 and Over, you're kind of like that, you know, you're kind of like that guy who has all his shit together, you know, he goes like, but, you know, he can't close, you know what I mean?
We talked about the first time I was on here, and I was touching upon it the second time, which is right now. I'm telling you, that's my one and only L, like, as of right now. I don't know.
Like, I feel like I've seen you, like, you know, I feel like you're that whole thing is like that Nick Young shot. Yeah, you know I mean, it's like, you know, you do so.
I think it's a lot of just bad. Like I don't know. It's just not it. And I don't know. It doesn't work out.
It's not it, dude. I just thought of a meme, bro. It was like, it's like this meme of like Finn Wolfhard, and it's like, I told that bitch like, or no, it was like that bitch wasn't it or something.
Was he flipping off the camera or something?
Like, yeah. He was right. Like, yeah, that bitch wasn't it. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of, bro. Nah, I think the reason why you have that flaw is like, I don't know, man. You just, what's the word I'm looking for? You just don't. Yeah, I guess you don't fully commit. You get me?
That is it. I just don't commit. Like, I just cannot commit.
You just don't come it. Ah.
Don't come it.
You know, I don't want to be a Bill hater here. You know, I'm just saying.
It's
not. You know, sometimes relationships can be, you know, Wolfhard, you know, but like, just gotta power through it. You know,
I can't finish the job. I just can't finish.
You know, speaking about your job, you're gonna be making a lot of pennies, so you have to be pretty wise about where they go. You know.
Yeah, you do. I mean,
because like you're.
When I used to live right off of Beverly, you know, which is,
yeah,
maybe I could.
Because you're opening a new chapter of your life. Like, this is essentially like John chapter 2, you know? Like,
yeah. I think it's like, it's just,
that's not it. Like, you're working in like the retail food business, you know, Swirl's Creamery. I thought like, at least you're not working at like, you know, McDonald's, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, it's good for you. So like when you're making ice creams, like are you like, you know, are you putting like, you know, a little glazer, you know, Jack Dylan glazer on it or nah?
Nah, it's not how we function.
That's how it works. Like, oh, that's not how it works?
No, it's not how it works.
I mean, you know, if it doesn't work, I've seen Stranger Things, you know.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, I've seen Stranger Things.
Stranger Things, and they were driving in. I forgot his name, but they're driving this El Camino.
Yeah.
Escape from the fucking monster and shit.
So, like, John, how much do you get paid per hour? Like, you know, 11 or, you know. You know, like.
I get $11 an hour, like, dead ass. That is dead ass. Not a big. That was spot on. That was about to even join. I think you should end it. Just to end it like that. You can't top that.
I can't top that?
You can't top that. Because that's how much I actually get paid.
You know what? Yeah. I'm not topping that. And like I was talking about, like how most of my podcasts are like, you have to commit a lot of hours into it. You know, you could have made 11 if by not listening to my podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rip. So that was a solid guess that I had. I feel like I was going to be right. All right. So thank you guys for listening to the Courtesy Flush. This is John's second time on here. Return. This is a return, you know, return like that Ali Baluch return, bro. So you want to plug some stuff in, you know? You want to talk about other, you know, your socials and stuff?
I mean, if you're watching this, you already know who the fuck I am. You didn't follow me on Instagram and Snap. Not follow my Snap. I work at Swirl's Creamery. Check that out over there. I can't give you free ice cream, so fuck off with that. I work there. Show up. Support the business.
You know, that bitch just wasn't it. You know,
that bitch was not it. I'm still ghostbusting that. I'm still ghostbusting her, and I don't know what's up with that.
If you know, bitch was not it.
Now you know.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening again. This was like an update on our lives. John,
if you had no guest today, I filled in.
Yeah, basically, John is the Ali Baluch to my Fahim. That's basically the best way to describe our friendship, I guess.
Exactly.
Fahim lives all the way in Tarzana, and Ali lives in K-Town. But in this scenario, I live in K-Town. John lives all the way in fucking Alhambra.
I live in Alabama. I saw some people assumed. All right.
Thank you. All right, guys. Thank you again for watching. Stay courtesy flushing. Love you guys. I hope you guys have a great day. I'm an amateur podcaster. This is like my 8th episode. I just want to get better, and I hope you guys want to keep improving on yourselves. See you guys.
Flush that toilet, guys.
You got to do it every day. It's a necessity. Flush that toilet. Listen, you know, it's a courtesy, guys.
Yeah, flush it out of courtesy.
It's like common courtesy, guys. Flush that toilet. Flush public restroom, guys.
All right,
guys. I hope you have a great day. Fuck 11. That bitch wasn't it.